Got a small list today, Wednesday, December 20th. We got three guys. We had one guy, DMP, Sanders, with an ankle. We had two guys, Limited, Paxton Lynch, with an ankle, and Lattimore with a thigh. Questions?
Who's your starting quarterback on Sunday?
We're not there yet.
How'd you split reps?
Half and half.
Okay.
Exactly down the middle, half and half.
How did Paxton look in his reps?
He looked okay. You know, he hadn't practiced in 3 weeks. The ankle looked okay, you know, not perfect, but he practiced. He started and finished practice.
What do you think the decision will come down to?
Well, it's a number of things. It's complicated. You know, I won't share most of those, but both guys are repping. You know, we have two healthy guys, so we'll see as the week progresses.
Whoever starts, how you have them attack a guy like Josh Norman in the secondary?
Well, that secondary right now in the last 4 weeks have been number one. It's a good young secondary with Josh Norman and DJ Swearinger, who I had in Houston. You got the young rookie Nickel and Fuller. He's having a hell of a year. Breland at the right corner. So it's a good young secondary, very aggressive. Their defense starts with the secondary. It's a man-free, aggressive team, which helped you load the box versus the run game. So that's where it starts, you know. So we have to do a good job of obviously winning one-on-ones outside because it's going to be man-to-man coverage.
Coach, do you even think you need to tell us who the starting quarterback is?
I don't, you know. And I don't want to tell Washington either, okay. You know. So, you know, we're going to take our time with this thing. You know, we got two guys. They're both repping, you know. Whoever plays Sunday, it's going to be about winning the football game, guys.
Okay. Vance, you said that you have two healthy quarterbacks competing.
So yes.
Health is not an issue at all for Paxton?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'll say this. He hadn't played in 3 weeks because of an injury. Okay, but right now he is practicing. Okay, so we have two guys that we can choose from to be the quarterback on Sunday. How about that?
That's
better?
You would admit it's a little unusual to split reps this time of the year as a quarterback.
Absolutely it is.
Does that have an impact on you guys?
It does not. It's going to be the same game plan, whoever plays, same receiver, same runners, same offensive line. So everyone else is still practicing their assignments and their duties.
Did you frame it to the team in any way that, look, we're not going to decide for later in the week? How'd you?
I did not frame it to the team. You know, I've talked to both quarterbacks, you know, obviously the coaches. You know, and again, guys, we got a whole week to decide who plays quarterback on Sunday.
Speaking of quarterbacks, what do you think of the guy on the other team, Kirk Cousins?
I think he's a special guy. I mean, numbers wise, he's top 10 in all of the QB categories. You watch the guy play, he's poised, he's smart, he's got a really strong arm. You know, I wasn't sure about that, but as I watch more tape, he can make every throw on the field. He's a tough guy also. He's been hit a lot this year. You know, he's got like 36 sacks, you know, and he hadn't blinked at all. I mean, he still looks down the rush and throws the ball into coverage. So he's a special guy. It starts with him offensively. Their running game has been hot and cold, but the pass game has been efficient all year.
Is it fair to say that you know where Brock is, what he can do, what he can't do?
Mm-hmm.
This evaluation this week is about Paxton, especially in regards to the injury, how
yeah.
It can function?
I would agree with that. You know, it's definitely more about how ready Paxton would be on Sunday and what's best for our football team to win a game on Sunday. So, again, guys, it's not easy. It's complicated. It really is.
Could you see Brock having a role in this team next year?
Brock?
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, my concern is Sunday only. You know, I mean, next year is next year, guys. That's like a long time away, right? Sunday is what's important right now. And after the season, obviously, it'll be discussions about who's back here next year.
You mentioned wanting to see Paxton going into the offseason. So that's why I wanted to ask about Brock.
I think I answered your question, didn't I? Okay, that's good enough.
Bought an Akiva for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I feel like Chris was a bit of a snub there.
That's not my decision. You know, Chris played good football for us, you know, so whoever voted him in or out of being a starter, that's their decision. But he was good for us this year.
How much did the kind of the mini bye coming off Thursday help kind of refresh everybody coming out?
It helps a lot. You know, we hadn't played football since Thursday. It's already Wednesday, so obviously that helps a lot. It's a grind, those Thursday night games, but if you use them right and if you happen to win the game, it can be a plus for your season. So, you know, guys got to play in a rest this weekend. We came back in Monday and got a good team lift. We were off yesterday and we're back today, so they should be ready to go Sunday.
What was the thought process with Shane Ray going on that?
He's in pain. You know, I mean, he's played with a sore wrist, you know, since his return. You know, I mean, he's been cast, and he hadn't been right. You know. So it was time to shut him down and allow him to heal, you know, for next season.
How much did that affect him in the games he did play?
A lot. I mean, he couldn't use his hand. I mean, he played with one hand. You know, he couldn't lift weights, so he lost a bunch of weight. So he wasn't right all year, but he tried to go for us, you know, and that was impressive by Shane.
Why did you decide to promote Michael Hunter?
Well, we had, honestly, we had teams chasing him. You know, we didn't want to lose him.
Anything else? Okay.
Thanks guys.
Enjoy the day. Beautiful.